Good morning and welcome to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. I am Hormuz Fatakia. Well, the question that we are asking today is that who will give the Nifty confidence to sustain at higher levels? We are reaching higher levels, but we are just not able to sustain at those levels. Because even in yesterday's session, for a better part of yesterday, we were about to say that Monday, it's been a good start to the truncated week. The Nifty crossed 24,300 after an initial bit of a downtick. It was a very swift recovery, but then yet again, the higher levels got sold into very, very swiftly. The Nifty fell 200 points from the highs of the day. The contributions came in from banks, came from IT, but as they cooled off from the highs, the index cooled off as well. And the strength that we saw in the Nifty Bank and the Nifty IT was offset by weakness seen in FMCG, pharma and metal stocks. Earnings disappointments continued. We saw yesterday what Asian Paints delivered. The stock was down 8%. The management in its earnings call said that it does not expect a very sharp turnaround in the third quarter. It also flagged off higher competition, higher discounts, promotions, but it said that it will maintain its margins in the 18 to 20% range. That is the takeaway from Asian Paints. Now we are winding down to what has been a disappointing earnings season. The Nifty remains stuck in this range, 23,800 on the downside, 24,500 on the upside, but narrowing it down, you lead to 24,100, which is the first level that the Nifty has to defend, followed by 24,000 on the downside. And of course, yesterday's high, 24,337 will be the first hurdle to cross on the upside for the index in today's session, which also happens to be one of the final weekly expiries of the financial services index. Now, the Nifty Bank has been an outperformer. It was a good performance from the banking index in yesterday's session. It gained around 300 points, but corrected 300 points from the highs as well. So it traded in a very broad range yesterday, mind you, a 1,000-point range for the Nifty Bank. So 51,290 on the downside, 52,100 on the upside are some levels to watch out for. Earnings reactions, your final few earnings coming in from the Nifty 50 constituents. Hindalco will be the one to watch out for. It was a disappointing performance from Novelis, but the India business has done well. The revenue was up 7.7%. The margins too were higher on a year-on-year basis, a significant margin expansion seen. ONGC's numbers were mixed, if you can say that. Profits were up 34% on a quarter-on-quarter basis, but revenues were down 4%. Margins were also below expectations, so keep an eye out on ONGC. Britannia, revenue growth was good. It reported an 8% volume growth, which was at the lower end of the 8% to 9% range. So still in line with expectations. Margins were below expectations. EBITDA too was below expectations. So keep an eye out on any further reaction seen in Britannia. Ramco Cements, the EBITDA margins were a beat on expectations. And compared to a lot of other cement companies, which are mid-sized cement companies, this has delivered a good quarter and it has delivered a net profit as well compared to a expectation that it had of a net loss. NMDC, the revenues were a little higher, but margins were a miss. But more importantly, the company has announced the issue of 2 bonus shares for every 1 share held by shareholders. Bank of India, the net interest income was subdued, 4% growth, and was down 4% sequentially, but asset quality improved on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Jubilant FoodWorks' like-for-like growth for Domino's came in at 2.8%, and some estimates were even saying it would be a negative growth, but our CNBC TV18 estimates were between 2 to 3%, so it's at the higher end of the expectations. Also, keep an eye out on L&T Technology Services because it has signed a definitive agreement to acquire a Silicon Valley-based startup called IntelliSwift for $110 million. And ICICI Bank should be watched out for because Morgan Stanley is expecting further re-rating on the stock. It has raised its price target on the stock to $16.50 and has called it its top pick despite the strong outperformance that it has seen. The handover from Wall Street is okay. The Dow Jones ended above the 44,000 mark at a record high. The Trump trades continue to rally, but otherwise the broader markets were slightly subdued because the big tech underperformed. The Russell 2000 also did well. Bitcoin is near 90,000 now. The dollar continues to strengthen, but crude prices are cooling off. Brent crude is now down 6.5% in the last 3 trading sessions, so keep an eye out on oil sensitives as well. That's all for today. Some important levels to watch out for on the Nifty, financial services expiry today, and the final leg of the earnings season continuing. Thank you so much for tuning in. For all the sharpest market insights, stay tuned to CNBC TV18 and CNBCTV18.com.